Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher. Welcome in, everybody, to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Big, big basketball game tonight in 23-6A. The number one Dawson Eagles are in the building here at George Ranch to play the number two Longhorns as these two teams battle it out for that top spot with four games remaining. The Dawson Eagles overall 21-7, 8-2 in 23-6A play. They're riding a three-game win streak. George Ranch won the other night over at Taylor, 61-44. They're 19-5 overall, 7-3 in district play. We'll also have Reggie Dunn checking in with us from Dawson. He'll report on the Lady Longhorns basketball game tonight down at Dawson. So we'll keep you informed on that one. And we'll have a whole lot more in our pregame show when we come back. Interviews with Mark Berry and Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School, we had an opportunity to chat with Mark Berry, the head basketball coach of the Dawson Eagles. Here's our interview. Our pleasure to spend a couple of minutes with Mark Berry, the head basketball coach for the Dawson Eagles. First of all, welcome to George Ranch.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be here.
Your team, a lot of success this year. Talk about, first of all, the competition in 23-6A.
It's insane. Charlie and I were talking a few minutes ago about just from about 1 to 6 is about a three-game swing from the top to the sixth-place team. So you could win tonight and not really be completely secure in a playoff berth. You know. And then you've got a team like Hastings, who's seventh, who beat George Ranch earlier in the year. So it's just the district is so competitive. It doesn't matter whether you're at home or on the road. You better be ready to play. And that goes with Brazoswood. Brazoswood's played people close as well. So it's really fun to be in this kind of district where you go into every game is competitive. Every game you feel like you're going to have to work to be in. And we've been in some districts before where you go and you kind of feel like, you just kind of got to get off the bus and you'll be fine. But not in this district. It's been really competitive.
And what's the thumbnail on your club this year? You've had a lot of success in non-district games, and of course you're on top of the district as well.
It's hard to really put a finger on it. I mean, sometimes we shoot the ball really well, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we rebound really well, sometimes we don't rebound well. I think what it all comes down to us is we try to make people beat us over the top, try not to give up easy baskets. And sometimes the lower the score is, the better it is for us. The more half court we can make people play, the better that is for us as well. If we turn the ball over, I tell them I'd rather throw it against the wall than to give it up in a live ball situation where they get to go score without us setting our defense. So it's honestly, it's pretty basic basketball for us where we're going to try to score on one end and then we're going to try to keep you from scoring on the other end and then we're going to get a repeat. It's like just like a repeat every time. So it's really basic with me sometimes. It's just like, hey, let's get a stop. Okay, we don't score? Okay, let's try to get a stop. I mean, so it's it can be anything. With this team, it's, you know, we've been more powerful. We've been we've had more explosive teams in the past than we have this year. But this team is like, there's no drama to this team at all. The day-to-day is super easy with them because they're easy. We just coach them. You know, we don't have to deal with, like, we haven't had to deal with, knock on wood, any off-the-court issues, no drama, nobody failing. We've had a couple guys kind of get caught with injuries that we thought could be a broken wrist, could be a torn knee. Neither one of those were the case. So it's kind of one of those, everything's been pretty nice, and just we get to coach, and they accept the coaching, and it's, I mean, you know, for not having the most explosive team, it's really fun to be where we're at because, you know, a lot of people didn't really see us in this situation because we graduated a bunch of starters. We only had one starter back. They're a big kid. And then we had a bunch of role players, and we had three freshmen playing with us. Yeah. So it's been a process to get where we are. So that's exciting for us.
And what are you expecting out of Charlie's Longhorns?
Two studs that score 40 points a game. Last time we held them to 30, which is that's success in my book. So same kind of thing, I think, where we actually got a huge lead early at our place, and just held on for dear life. We turned the ball over, like I told you. We turned the ball over, live ball turnovers. They come down and hit a three off the backboard, and it just energizes the team when that's happening. So if we can kind of, like I said, make it simple. Let's keep them from scoring. If they score, that's fine. Let's try to score, and then let's not give the ball away where it gives them juice and energy, and especially at home where, you know, you get fans involved, and the kids just play different at home sometimes, especially when you're giving them easy baskets.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. That is the head basketball coach of the Dawson Eagles, Mark Berry, talking about his 21-7, 8-2 district-leading Eagles and how they'll play George Ranch tonight here at George Ranch. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hyah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, as promised, our little chat with Charlie Jones. Charlie Jones is here, and before we get going and talk about the Dawson Eagles, I'll tell you, the other night we had one of those Dewey defeats Truman moments the entire broadcast, because Max Prep was reporting the score backwards, so we had you guys losing by 17.
Yeah, I had a couple people after the game ask me, hey, did you win or did you lose? I saw on Twitter you won, but on Max Preps it was backwards. We just had a little mix-up with our score, but we took care of it after the game, and it was a good game for us.
Talk about the game a little bit.
We just came out pretty hot. I mean, we were up 11-0. The kids were locked in, and we were making some shots and playing good defense, and we're just trying to keep building on our season.
the Dawson Eagles come in as one of those parts of the schedule, just like the other night in the girls' action where one is playing two tonight. They've had a lot of success this year.
I think they're 4 or 5-time district champs. Coach Barry does a great job over there. The whole program is great. We've been talking a lot this year, and it's a big matchup. We think we're both pretty good teams and teams that want to do something in the postseason, so it should be a fun night.
Well, and this is what it's all about. You want to get to that top spot because in about 2-3 weeks or so, you'll be playing either the number 3 or the number 4 spot in 24-6A.
Yeah, you always want to get the top spot, you know, bring a district championship to the school. But like I told the kids, at the end of the day, we're just trying to play the best basketball we can, and we know that we can beat anybody on any given night. So if we're 1-4, we're going to keep trying to get better throughout the year. But like you said, everybody wants to get that district championship, so this is a big game.
What are some of the keys defending the Dawson Eagles?
They're just a good team, well coached. They have big men that are really good around the rim, guards that can shoot, get to the paint. We just have to be solid and just play the way we've been playing all year and try to protect home court.
Seems to be a lot of energy in the building again. We talked about that a few weeks ago, but the Lariats are here, a good crowd on the other side. Should be a nice night.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about this game. We've been pushing it on Twitter. You know, we want to get a good crowd here on our home court because we've been playing well and want the community to come out and see us and see some good basketball.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Charlie Jones, the head basketball coach of the George Ranch Longhorns. We've been talking about the two top spots, but let me fill you in on the rest of the district. It's Dawson at 8-2, George Ranch 7-3, Elsick 6-4, Strake 6-4, Pearland and A-Leaf Taylor both at 5-5. So there is still some decisions to be made, some games to be played, and some slots to be filled as we move towards the end of the basketball season and then into the UIL playoffs. If the playoffs started tonight, the bi-district playoff matchup would look like this. Number 1, Dickinson versus number 4, Strake Jesuit. Number 2, Clear Creek versus number 3, Elsick. Number 3, Clear Lake versus number 2, George Ranch. And number 4, Clear Springs versus number 1, Dawson. Dickinson, Clear Creek, Clear Lake, and Clear Springs, all members of 24-6A. And those would be the matchups in bi-district play that will take place in about 2.5 weeks from now.
Number 10, senior Hunter
LaCoste. Here are the starting lineups for tonight. First, for the visiting Dawson Eagles, a 6'1 senior, Micah Thomas. A 6'2 senior, D.K. Thorne. A 5'10 senior, Hunter LaCoste. A 6'5 senior, Jordan Marshall. And a 6'8 senior, Lorenzo Waddy. Micah Thomas, D.K. Thorne, Hunter LaCoste, Jordan Marshall, and Lorenzo Waddy, the starting five for Mark Berry's Dawson Eagles. And now the starting five for George Ranch. A 6'1 sophomore, Stephen Woods. 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And a 6'5 senior, Tulu Wandy. Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Tulu Wandy, the starting five for Charlie Jones's George Ranch Longhorn. As we mentioned, we'll get reports via Twitter from Reggie Dunn, who is down in Pearland at Dawson High School watching his daughter Jaden and the Lady Longhorns play. So we'll update you on that game, and we'll update you on the matchups in women's play between 23-6A and 24-6A. We'll do that in a little bit. in the circle. 6'8", Lorenzo Waddy, and 6'5", Tolu Wandi. Official with the basketball approaches the circle, ball in the air, and the tip to the Dawson Eagles. We are underway at George Ranch to Micah Thomas. Thomas to Jordan Marshall, and Marshall heads towards the basket and commits the offensive foul. First one of the night for either club. And, of course, the first one for Jordan Marshall. Now to Noah Thomason. Thomason around the horn to DeLon Dean. Dean out top to Stephen Woods. Back to Thomason. Tolu Wandi out top. To Thomason on the right side. Back out top to DeLon Dean. Dean guarded by Hunter Lacoste. Ball in the air heading towards Stephen Woods, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Woods. First turnover of the night for the Longhorns. Micah Thomas, right-hand dribble on the right side. Ball into the circle. But a foul committed away from the ball on Wandi. Tolu Wandi, his first personal foul. Hunter Lacoste takes the inbound pass. Gets it down low to Lorenzo Waddy. And Waddy is fouled. And that one also on Wandi, his second in the first minute of play. Here comes Evan Amin to spell Tolu Wandi. Evan Amin, 6'2 senior for George Ranch, replaces Tolu Wandi. Ball inbound to Jordan Marshall. Marshall works a baseline on Evan Amin. The ball out of bounds, last touched by the Longhorns. And the Eagles will inbound under their own basket. Slap of the basketball. It comes in. And Waddy tries to put it up. That first one is short. His second opportunity. And he's fouled. Fouled by Devin Davis, his first personal foul. At the free throw line. 6'8 senior Lorenzo Waddy. A 60% free throw shooter. First one on its way and good. First point of the night. It's 1-0 Eagles. Next one in the air, on its way, off the mark. Knocked around into the hands of Stephen Woods. Woods loses control of the basketball. And into the hands of the Eagles, down court to Jordan Marshall. Marshall tries to jam. It's no good. And the Longhorns rebound. Ahead to Noah Thomason. Thomason at the free throw line. Jump shot is good. Noah Thomason took the pass down court and hit the J from the free throw line. It's 2-1, George Ranch. Hunter Lacoste on the left side. Now gives to D.K. Thorne. Thorne drives on the basket. Leaves it a little bit short. Cleared off the boards by Noah Thomason. Underneath to Evan Amin. Amin blows the first one and gets the second one in the basket. 4-1, George Ranch. I think Evan was surprised. He was that open under the basket. First one did not drop. The follow did. And a timeout is called by Mark Berry. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugar Land Town Square.
Back at George Ranch High School, ball inbound down to Lorenzo Waddy, and he jams it through. It's 4-3. Longhorns by one. Out top to DeLon Dean. Dean works the right side, little scoop layup. That comes down a little bit short to D.K. Thorne, and Thorne is fouled by Noah Thomason, his first. Thomason gave himself up a little bit on that. Thorne was heading towards the basket, and Noah committed the personal foul in lieu of the layup. Ball into Jordan Marshall. Back to Micah Thomas. Now from the three-point arc is Hunter Lacoste, and he hits that three-pointer. It's 6-4. Eagles by two. Out top to Amin. To Noah Thomason. Three-pointer on its way from Thomason. No good. Swept off the boards by Lorenzo Waddy. Waddy to Micah Thomas. Thomas to Lacoste. Lacoste down low to Jordan Marshall. Marshall with his back to the basket. Now a pass to Waddy. And Waddy is fouled. Foul whistled against Evan Amin, his first. And back to the free throw line, Lorenzo Waddy. Waddy with 3 points. Free throw on its way and good. Seven to four, Eagles by three. Waddy's second free throw. Upcoming. Ball in the air on its way and good again. Checking in for George Ranch, Ori Limbrick. It's 8-4. Eagles by four. And nobody home on that pass by Limbrick. He was looking towards Devin Davis. Davis not looking at the basketball, not expecting the pass. And the ball goes out of bounds. Three turnovers for George Ranch. Darren Bradby just joined us.
Ori Limbrick with the tip. DeLon Dean recovers it. Noah Thomason passes to Evan. He throws it back. Hits Devin Davis. Devin Davis to DeLon Dean. DeLon Dean goes in. And the layup is good.
DeLon Dean with the left-handed layup. And it's 8-6. Driving on the basket, Micah Thomas hanging in the air and getting the lay-in. It's 10-6.
Noah Thomason brings the ball up the court. Passes it to Devin Davis. Devin Davis to Ori Limbrick. Ori Limbrick passes it to Noah Thomason at the wing for a three. No good.
Three-pointer on the left wing from Noah Thomason. And that one misses the mark. Lorenzo Waddy down low now. He's double-teamed. Puts up the first shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Lacoste. Three-pointer on its way. Way off the mark. And again, a putback by Jordan Marshall is no good. The Eagles had four or five opportunities and couldn't get it to hit. Ball out of bounds into the hands of George Ranch.
It's like they didn't have a big man in the paint there for a little bit, because Ori Limbrick, as short as he is, but he's pretty tall, but it's nothing compared against the height of these guys.
6'3 junior Dominic Dixon checks in for George Ranch. Noah Thomason on the right side to DeLon Dean. Back to Thomason. Thomason top of the key, looking for Dean in the corner. Has him. Dean on the baseline. Little layup is good. DeLon Dean with 4 points. Jalen Carthen is in now for the Eagles. He kicks it out to Zaire Walker, also a replacement player in for the Eagles. Three-pointer on its way from Walker. That's no good. Cleared off the boards by Thomason. Thomason to Limbrick. Limbrick on the right side. Drives the basket. No good. Pulled up a little bit short on that. The rebound to the Eagles. Jalen Carthen. and stolen away by George Ranch. To Noah Thomason. Left-handed layup is good. Noah Thomason with 4 points. And that knots things up at 10. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch. Quick opportunity to catch our breath. Action fast and furious here. A lot of steals by George Ranch. Some opportunities for the Eagles underneath the basket. And they had an opportunity to go ahead in that ball game, but missed 5 shots down court.
Yeah, and that's what's really hurting them right now. Those 5 missed shots. They would have been up, but the shots just have to fall tonight.
Jalen Carthen is picked up by Ori Limbrick. Now the pass over to Josh Compton. Compton to Zaire Walker. Back to Jalen Carthen. And finally, Christmas is in. And a turnover by the Eagles. That's number 4, George Ranch with 3.
Wow, let's just take a minute to realize how live this game is right now. It is very energetic. And we see a lot of fans on both sides, so it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, Charlie and I talked about all of the energy in the building tonight, and nobody's disappointing on that score. Over to Stephen Woods.
Woods to Lewis. And Jordan Lewis just takes it at the top of the key. Back to Ori Limbert. Devin Davis with a mid-range jumper.
Yeah, a little 8-foot jump shot by Davis. No good. Cleared off the boards by Zaire Walker. Walker to Jalen Carthen. Carthen hits the 3-pointer. 13-10. Eagles by 3. 1:25 left in the first quarter.
Stephen Woods has the ball. Pass it to Jordan Lewis. Almost gets it stolen. Pass it to Ori Limbert.
Limbrick, a little spin move, heads down the lane, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Jalen Carthen, his first.
And this is something Coach Jones really stresses about, hit the free throws, because that's easy points that you might never see again.
Limbrick, first free throw is good. Ori Limbrick, a 41% free throw shooter, hits that first one. It's 13-11. In comes D.K. Thorne for the Eagles. The Eagles have Compton, Thorne, Marshall, Waddy, and Carthen in the ball game tonight. Second free throw off the mark. Cleared off by the Eagles. Carthen working on Ori Limbrick. And Limbrick ties him up. We'll see which way the award goes. It goes back to the Eagles. But good hands there by Ori Limbrick.
Looks like a sub. DeLon Dean came in for Ori Limbrick.
And Micah Thomas checks in for Dawson. The inbound by Compton right in front of George Ranch's bench. Now back to Compton at the top of the key. D.K. Thorne. Compton's three-pointer on the way, and that's good. Josh Compton on the board with a three-pointer from the right wing. 16-11, Eagles by 5.
DeLon Dean swings it to Noah Thomason. He looks back at Coach Jones. Trying to see what play he wants them to run. Pass it to Devin Davis. Devin Davis to Stephen Woods. Stephen Woods to Noah Thomason.
Kind of a weave dribble. Players handing the ball off to each other. Now back out top to Noah Thomason.
Devin Davis comes up to set the screen. Noah Thomason uses it, shoots the three, and is no good.
Off the front iron by Thomason, and that's the end of the first quarter. Eagles 16, Longhorns 11. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
You're listening to another live broadcast of George Ranch High School varsity basketball with Tom Tirando and student broadcaster Darren Bradby on GRHS iRadio.
He's Darren. I'm Tom. Back at George Ranch High School. Eagles lead by 5, 16-11. Here's the scoring for George Ranch. 4 by Thomason and Dean. 2 apiece. By Evan Amin, Evan with 2 rather, and Ori Limbrick with a free throw. On the other side, Hunter Lacoste, Jalen Carthen, Josh Compton with 3 points apiece, 2 by Micah Thomas, and 5 by Lorenzo Waddy.
Stephen Woods has it at the top of the key. He kicks it to Devin Davis at the wing, and it is no good.
That was a 3-pointer by Devin Davis, cleared off the boards by the Eagles. Another three-pointer on its way by Thorne, and he can't hit it. Tries to save it. Ball knocked ahead by DeLon Dean. He hits the three-pointer. DeLon Dean with some quick hands, knocking the ball down court, grabbed it in the corner, and hit the three. And a good tie-up underneath by Dominique Dixon. He tied up the big man, Lorenzo Waddy.
Good way to be quick on your feet because he was nowhere in the play and he just decided to come in. So it's a good thing he did that.
All right, the inbound to Jordan Marshall. Marshall to Micah Thomas. Down low to Lorenzo Waddy, and Waddy has that ball knocked away into the hands of the Longhorns. 5 turnovers for the Eagles, and now 4 for George Ranch. Down to Waddy. Reverse layup is good by Lorenzo Waddy. He's got 7.
Noah Thomason takes it up the court. He hits DeLon Dean. DeLon Dean swings it to Devin Davis. He shoots the mid-range jumper, and it is no good.
18-14, Eagles by 4, 6:25 left before halftime. Now the Eagles retreat towards midcourt to set things up. Micah Thomas has Dean on him. Check that, he has Devin Davis on him. Now down low to Waddy, and he walked with the basketball. 6 turnovers now for the Eagles.
Looks like Waddy asked to come out the game, so maybe just catch a little bit of his breath. The Longhorns kind of let the ball roll in on the court. Noah Thomason has it, shoots the mid-range jumper, and it rolls in and out.
In and out, retrieved by Jordan Marshall. He checks it over to Micah Thomas. And the Eagles walk it across half court. Now top to Josh Compton. That one is stolen away by DeLon Dean. Dean on the right side blows the layup. DeLon Dean tried to scoop it in, and it just got lodged in between the rim and the backboard. And on the other end, Josh Compton hits his 2nd three-pointer of the night.
Stephen Woods hits to Devin Davis at the top of the key. Devin Davis to Noah Thomason on the left wing. Noah Thomason does a little move, goes in, and gets fouled.
He's fouled by the 6'3 freshman, Conley Christmas, his 1st. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason with four. You make that five as he knocks in the first free throw. He's a 61% free throw shooter. Tolu Wandy and Evan Amin check in for George Ranch. Ori Limbrick set to do the same. He's in. Stephen Woods checks out. Second free throw on its way and good by Noah Thomason. ...21-16, Eagles lead is five.
Dwan Dean looked like he wanted to argue with that call there.
He got a piece of Micah Thomas near midcourt. That is foul number one. On to Londeen. The inbound to Thomas. Thomas is picked up by Dean. Dean stays with him. Gets through the pick. Now the ball over to Brendan Wamba. Out top again to Wamba. He drives on the right side. Pulls up short. Rebound by Wandy.
Noah Thomason dribbles it up the court. Kicks it to Lou Wandy at top of the key. He kicks to Ori Limbert on the right wing. Back to Noah Thomason at the top. Evan Amin sets the screen. Noah Thomason shoots a three, and it's no good.
Off the rim and taken by the Eagles. Ahead to Micah Thomas. Thomas picked up by Noah Thomason. Over to Hunter Lacoste. Lacoste on the right side. Tries to get it down low. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number seven for Dawson High School. And the Longhorns get possession.
Boyer Lindbergh with the ball. Hits Noah Thomason. Evan Amin sets the screen again. He rolls. Noah keeps the ball.
Longhorns moving right to left here at the ranch this evening in the first half.
And as you said, Ori Limbrick's located at the left wing. His Dean. Back to Thomason.
Thomason working on Micah Thomas. Now a backwards dribble by Noah as he'll set things up again for George Ranch. Fights through a pick. Now the left-hand jumper from the left side. No good. Picked out of the air by D.K. Thorne. Thorne ahead to Brendan Wamba. Wamba on the baseline, double-teamed. Gets it out to Hunter Lacoste. Lacoste three-pointer on its way, no good. The rebound by Jordan Marshall. Marshall can't get the layup to drop. And ahead to Noah Thomason. To Ori Limbrick, who lays it up and in. On the right side, good driving layup by Limbrick. 21-18, lead cut down to three. And Thorne tries to shovel it down to Jordan Marshall. And it's knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. The Eagles will inbound under their own basket.
Great defensive stop by Tolu Wandy for coming out the game.
Slap of the basketball by Thomas. Looking, finally gets it in to Lorenzo Wadi. Wadi, the left-handed little hook shot, and that's good by Wadi. He's got 9 points.
Remember, takes the ball up court, hits Davis. Davis kicks it to DeLon Dean for three.
Three-pointer on its way.
Noah Thomason drives in and gets the layup.
Good hanging layup by Noah Thomason. In the corner to Wamba. Shot is good. That's a three-pointer by the 6'2 freshman, Brendan Wamba. 26-20. Lead back up to six.
Thomason takes it back around the half-court line. Davis sets the screen. He kicks to Davis at the left wing, and the three-pointer is no good. He goes back and gets his own board, kicks it out to DeLon Dean. DeLon Dean for three, and it's no good.
DeLon Dean looked like he had that one measured, but it fails to drop. Now the jump shot by Micah Thomas from the free throw line. Ball went out of bounds. Let's see if they award it back to the Eagles. May have been partially blocked. They really didn't make the rim or the backboard. And that is the case. Thomas will rebound. Gets it into Jordan Marshall. Marshall guarded by Evan Amin. Now the shovel pass back to Thomas. Thomas out top. He's guarded by DeLon Dean. Over to Zaire Walker. Back out top to Wamba. Good fake. Now a drive down the lane. And he puts up the lay-in. Brendan Wamba with 5 points. Biggest lead of the night now for the Eagles. 8 points.
Liberty has it at the top. Here's Stephen Woods. Kind of a back and forth between the Longhorns. He kicks Evan Amin. And it's no good. But Devin Davis saves it and hits it off the Dawson player.
That was one of those plays. Devin Davis was up in the air with the basketball. He hung in the air till the last moment and then threw it off the body of Brendan Wamba and out of bounds. So the Longhorns will get a new opportunity at the basket.
Noah Thomason at the top. Waiting for Carl Jones to tell him to play.
Wow, this game is moving along. We're inside 45 seconds before halftime. Off of Noah Thomason's foot. Fifth turnover for George Ranch. And a foul at the other end by Stephen Woods, his first.
Yeah, this game is very fast-paced. It's not like the game has stopped numerous amounts of times. It's just been going and going and going and going.
And relatively error-free, so the clock hasn't stopped that often for fouls either. First free throw on its way by Thorne, and that one a little bit short. He's a 73% free throw shooter. He is D.K. Thorne, a 6'2 senior for Mark Berry's club. Second free throw on its way. That one's good. 29-20. Again, the biggest lead of the night.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Noah Thomason has it at the top. He sits patiently. 22 seconds on the clock. Evan Amin comes in with the screen. We've seen this play a couple times. And it's no good for the layup.
All right, cleared off the board by Lorenzo Waddy. Waddy over to D.K. Thorne. Stolen away by George Ranch. And Noah Thomason with the left-handed layup. Noah Thomason with 10 points on the night.
Noah Thomason.
And he got that one just at the buzzer. 29-22 at halftime.
It was a great way to pick it up and recover and do the little behind the back to get him the layup. So it was a great play by Thomason, great play by DeLon Dean to get the steal. And we see the Longhorns really going at it tonight.
See if the Longhorns can pick up a little momentum coming into the third quarter on that lay-in at the buzzer by Noah Thomason. Eagles 29, George Ranch 22. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS.
We are back at George Ranch High School. The Lariats are on the court for their halftime routine. It's Eagles 29 and George Ranch 22. Scoring so far, first for the Eagles, Lorenzo Waddy with 9, 6 by Josh Compton, 5 by Brendan Wamba, 3 points each by Jalen Carthen, Hunter Lacoste, 2 points by Micah Thomas, and a free throw by D.K. Thorne. 29 points scored by the Dawson Eagles. They have 8 turnovers on the night. For George Ranch, Noah Thomason with 10. DeLon Dean, 7. 3 by Ori Limbrick and 2 by Evan Amin. 22 points scored by the Longhorns. 5 turnovers so far for George Ranch. In the JV game, Dawson won at 46-37. We're waiting on some word on how the Lady Longhorns are doing down in Pearland against the Lady Eagles at Dawson High School. We'll hear from Reggie Dunn at the end of the first quarter and at halftime, the end of the third, and on the final. And we'll certainly pass that along to you when we get it. In women's basketball, if the playoffs started tonight, here's how things would go. Number 1, Clear Springs would play number 4, Taylor. Number 2, Clear Lake would play number 3, George Ranch. Number 3, Clear Falls would play number 2, Pearland. And number 4, Clear Creek would play number 1, Elsick. That's in women's basketball. If the bi-district playoffs began tonight, those would be the matchups with 24-6A.
Yeah, George Ranch is really stepping up this year, and they're doing really well. The fans are going for them. The school is going for them, teachers, everybody, and they're just making everyone so proud, and everyone's proud to watch them, happy to be here, and they love to see this team thrive.
Both teams are really playing well this year. The Longhorns, the men's version, have been in the top spot for a few weeks. They've been in second place now for a few weeks, down as low as third at one point, now back up to second, playing the number one team in the Dawson Eagles here tonight. Lady Longhorns, same thing with them, always near the top, having a great district season. And let's see, coming into tonight's ball game, George Ranch at 6-4, 18-9 overall. The men's version, 19-5 overall, and 7-3 in district play. So both clubs doing very well and doing about the same either way.
Yeah, and like I said before, both coaches are very proud of their teams. They're going out there, working hard, practice in the morning, afternoon. Hey, they're there. So all the hard work finally shows, and everyone's just excited to see how far they go.
He is our student broadcaster, Darren Bradby. I'm Tom Tarando. It's halftime at George Ranch High School. Dawson Eagles 29, Longhorns 22. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Back at George Ranch High School, Eagles lead by 7, 29-22. Top scorers for the Eagles, Lorenzo Waddy. Top scorer for George Ranch, Noah Thomason with 10, Waddy with 9. Let's see, the Eagles working on a three-game win streak. Their last victory was Tuesday night, 65-36 over Brazoswood. Next Tuesday, they're at home with the Taylor Lions. George Ranch beat Taylor Tuesday night, 61-44. That's the ball game that Max Preps was reporting backwards. We were doing the Lady Longhorns basketball game here at George Ranch and kept reporting that the Longhorns were losing that ball game and losing big. Come to find out that the Max Prep scoring system reversed, and it looked like George Ranch lost by 17. They won by 17, 61-44. Their next game at the Elsick Rams on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that they got that fixed, because a lot of parents could be mad about that one. So good thing Max Prep stays on their stuff, and it's a good company to use.
Yeah, you know, we had access to just that site, and so we were following that game and keeping fans abreast of what was going on, except that it was backwards.
Yeah. Both teams clapping it up, getting ready to come out on the court again.
The Eagles surround Mark Berry on one side, George Ranch around Charlie Jones on the other. As everybody gets ready to come out on the court.
And the Longhorns are known as a second-half team, so with this might be something that we see all the time when the Longhorns end up coming back, going on the run. So we'll see how that just things play out.
Both teams have their starters back on the court. The Eagles have Micah Thomas, D.K. Thorne, Hunter Lacoste, Jordan Marshall, Lorenzo Waddy, George Ranch with Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Talu Wandy. Longhorns with the basketball, now moving left to right. Noah Thomason with the dribble out top to Stephen Woods. To Thomason on the far side. Thomason, good spin move, jump shot on its way, bounces around a couple times off the rim, and Lorenzo Waddy with the rebound. And he commits the turnover. He traveled 9 turnovers now for the Eagles.
I thought they were going to say the ball kind of got wrapped up in between Davis and Waddy, because it looked like they just, you know, just got in the tie-up. Noah Thomason throws it out to Stephen Woods. Stephen Woods brings it back into play.
All right, Woods, top of the key, over to DeLon Dean. Dean working on Lacoste, drives the right side, puts it up, and he's fouled. Whistle against Jordan Marshall, his second personal foul. Dean at the free throw line, 7 points in the first half. DeLon Dean, an 87% free throw shooter. Ball on its way and right through.
And the Longhorns have been very efficient from the line tonight.
And the second one on its way and good by Dean. Dean with 9 points. Lead whittled down to 5, 29-24. Ball in the hands of Micah Thomas. He's got Thomason on him. Now down low to Lorenzo Waddy, and he's fouled by Devin Davis, his second. Waddy will inbound, gets it in now to Jordan Marshall. To Hunter Lacoste. Lacoste drives the right side, and he has that ball rejected by Talu Wandy. And went out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. They have 10 turnovers on the night. George Ranch with 5.
Wandy passes it to Thomason. Thomason takes it up the court. Swings it back to Wandy at the top of the key. Wandy to Woods to Thomason. Thomason does a low move. Shoots the mid-range jumper and it's good.
Nice soft jumper from the free throw line by Noah Thomason. Lead down to 3. Thomason with 12. And the personal foul was on DeLon Dean, and now a technical foul. And we're going to have to see who that was on, whether it was on Dean or Lacoste. And it looks like the reaction by the Longhorns, it was on Dean. And now the official talking to Charlie Jones about what he saw, what he heard over after DeLon Dean committed the personal foul. There was some words exchanged and something happened between Dean and Hunter Lacoste.
I was seeing what Thomason told Coach Jones, and he indicated that number 10, Lacoste, pushed Dean, and Dean ended up, it looked like he exchanged some words towards him, and the refs called the tech.
All right, the end result is D.K. Thorne will head to the free throw line and shoot 2 shots on the technical committed by DeLon Dean. First one is good by Thorne. He's got 2 points on the night. He can make that 3 as he hits both of those free throws.
And the refs still talking to Coach Jones, but DeLon Dean's telling them, I'm good. Hey, it's cool. So the Longhorns expect to play the way that they play.
And, of course, the Eagles get the ball as well. Inbound comes to Micah Thomas. Thomas guarded out top by Noah Thomason. Looking, finally gets it in to Lorenzo Waddy. Waddy at the top of the key. He has Wandy on him. Now kicks it out to D.K. Thorne. Thorne being dogged by Stephen Woods. Puts up the shot on the right side. No good. Rebound by Devin Davis.
Devin Davis swings it to Noah Thomason. Noah Thomason back to Davis. Back to Woods on the wing. Woods hits Thomason at the top of the key. Davis sets the screen. Back to Davis at the top of the key. He shoots it, and it's a 3-pointer, and it's good.
Devin Davis, his first 3-pointer. The lead down to 2, 31-29. Devin Davis is a 42% 3-point shooter. He nailed that one finally. He's got 3 points tonight. Around the horn, And now down low to Lorenzo Waddy. Waddy kicks it out to Hunter Lacoste. Lacoste, jump shot inside the arc. No good. Rebound by Waddy. Waddy outlet to Noah Thomason.
Thomason has the ball. He shoots the mid-range jumper, and it's good.
And we are tied at 31. Noah Thomason hit that short little jumper. He's got 14 points, and we're all tied up at 31. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, 5:20 left in the third quarter. Tied at 31. Eagles had a lead as high as 9. And the Longhorns have chipped away at that and tied it up with a jump shot by Noah Thomason. Now the inbound to Jordan Marshall. A lot of pressure applied by George Ranch. Out top to Micah Thomas. Thomas double-teamed over there. Around the horn. And that ball knocked out of bounds. They tried to get it down low to Lorenzo Waddy. He couldn't retrieve it in time. 11 turnovers for the Eagles.
Noah Thomason takes it up the court, passes to Waddy. Waddy to Woods, almost knocked out his hands. He keeps control. And it looks like a foul might have been on the play.
Foul whistled against DK Thorne, his first. Not a shooting foul. Longhorns will trigger the inbound. Noah Thomason will do that. In comes Ori Limbrick and Evan Amin. Checking out DeLon Dean and Devin Davis.
Thomason throws it up to Waddy. Kind of a high pass, but he catches it. Limbrick dribbles at the top of the key. Swings it to Waddy. Waddy swings it back to Limbrick. Noah Thomason on the right wing. Kicks it to Stephen Woods on the right wing. Woods swings it to Ori Limbert. And Noah Thomason goes in. And the layup is no good.
A rebound cleared off the boards by Jordan Marshall into the hands of DK Thorne. Thorne in the corner to Josh Compton. His three-pointer no good. Kind of skids off the rim into the hands of Micah Thomas. Thomas guarded by Thomason. And now Micah Thomas walked with the basketball. 12 turnovers. Now for the Eagles, George Ranch still with 5.
Looks like Devin Davis comes in for Tolu Waddy. Davis inbounds it to Ori Limbert. Ori Limbert is bringing it up the court kind of slowly. He gives it off to Noah Thomason. Kind of a handoff. Evan Amin comes in with the screen. Noah Thomason shoots the mid-range jumper, and it's no good.
Rebound by Jordan Marshall. Marshall over to Jalen Carthen. Carthen gets it into Waddy, but Waddy is fouled from behind by Evan Amin, his second.
Score has been kind of stuck at 31-31 for a while now.
Down in Pearland at Dawson High School, Lady Longhorns 19 and Lady Eagles 17 at the end of the first quarter. Here another turnover by the Eagles. They have 13. George Ranch with 5. Ball top of the key. Evan Amin.
Amin kicks to Thomason. Thomason kicks to Devin Davis. Shoots the mid-range jumper and it's no good.
Pulled up short on that one, and it was kind of a line drive shot. And a foul down low by Ori Limbrick, his first at the free throw line. Jalen Carthen, he had a three-pointer in the first quarter. Carthen, 55% free throw shooter at the line. Shooting a couple shots, still tied at 31. Now the tie is broken as Carthen hits the first free throw. Ball on his left hip, now a dribble, and the shot is off. Rebound, Noah Thomason.
Thomason swings to Devin Davis. Devin Davis to Ori Lindbergh at the right wing. He hits DeLon Dean at the top of the key. Devin Davis has it. Throws it to Noah Thomason.
And a foul. Foul away from the basketball, and Jalen Carthen is second.
Looks like Stephen Woods and Tuluwandi going for Evan Amin and Ori Lindbergh. Noah Thomason passes it in. Wandy runs for the ball.
Longhorns with their starters back in the lineup now. Charlie Jones talking to his forces. He's up off the bench talking to Thomason, who's dribbling at the near, well beyond the top of the key, rather.
DeLon Dean shoots from the left wing, and it's good. Right over the Dawson defender. Scores 34-32. Longhorns are up.
Three-pointer by DeLon Dean, his second of the night. He's got 12 points.
And the tie will go, and Dawson will get it back.
Yeah, Josh Compton was tied up by
Noah Thomason.
Noah Thomason, but the award goes back to the Eagles. Carthen will inbound. In to DK Thorne. Thorne double teamed over there. Now a single defense applied by DeLon Dean. Spin move in the lane. No good. The rebound and the putback is good by Compton. Josh Compton with 8 points.
Noah Thomason swings it to Stephen Woods. Woods to Wandy at the top of the key. Back to Woods at the right wing. Kicks it to Noah Thomason.
Tied at 34. Inside 2 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Noah Thomason back in the same spot as last time. As the last play. Wandy comes in. Sets a screen. DeLon Dean walking back. Thomason swings it to Stephen Woods. Stephen Woods goes in, and he's fouled and one. He makes the basket even though with the contact.
Foul whistled against Jalen Carthen, his third. The basket is good. First 2 points of the night for Stephen Woods. Woods at the free throw line, trying to make it a three-point play. He's a 63% free throw shooter. Evan Amin back in the lineup. DeLon Dean has a seat. Woods trying to cap off the three-point play. Ball on its way. Bouncing around, no good. Cleared off the boards by Compton. To Micah Thomas. Thomas across midcourt, picked up by Noah Thomason. Now to Brandon Wamba. Wamba has the ball stolen away by Woods. Woods puts up the layup. He was a little bit out of control, and he just couldn't get the right English on the shot, and it went off the rim.
Devin Davis tried to save it as it went out of bounds, and it was no good as well.
Sixth turnover of the night for George Ranch. 15 for the Eagles. To Micah Thomas. Thomas tries to get it down low, and there's a foul in the paint. See if it's on Evan Amin. It is. That's Evan's third of the night. A non-shooting foul. So DK Thorne will get it in to Lorenzo Waddy. Back to Thorne. Little jump shot is good. D.K. Thorne with 5 points on the night. It's 36-36 inside 40 seconds to play.
Noah Thompson has it at the top, way above the top of the key. He just sits there and dribbles the ball. I think this might be a replay of the time when they held the ball for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, that was also the a Pearland team. It was the Pearland Oilers. And George Ranch, Charlie Jones, and Noah Thomason content to dribble the ball out there as the other team stands in the zone. And we're inside 7 seconds to play. Now the jump shot from the free throw line by Thomason. No good. The rebound. Kicked out to Wamba, and he puts up the shot, and it's no good. 36 Eagles, 36 Longhorns. We head to quarter number four. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, waiting on quarter number four. We're tied at 36. Here's the scoring through three quarters of play. Noah Thomason leads the charge for George Ranch with 14. 12, DeLon Dean. Three each by Devin Davis and Ori Limbrick. And then a basket by Stephen Woods and a basket by Evan Amin. Ball in. Go ahead.
Stephen Woods hits Noah Thomason. Noah Thomason kind of releases the ball a little faster than usual. And it's no good at the three. It goes in and out.
Longhorns outscore the Eagles 14-7. Now a change in possession. Thomason lays it up and in on the left side. 16 points for Noah Thomason. It's 38-36. Longhorns by two. And a shot at the other end by Micah Thomas. And he's fouled. Foul whistled against Stephen Woods, his second of the night. At the free throw line, Micah Thomas, the 6'1 senior, with a couple points tonight. Make that three as he buries that first free throw.
Dawson behind by 1 point. Now this free throw can either tie it up or keep the score down.
Ball on its way off the front iron, knocked around into the hands of the Eagles. They'll get new life here. Thomas with the basketball out top. Now down low to Lorenzo Waddy. Waddy is tied up. Ball kicked around and then out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Eagles will inbound just to the right of their own basket. Ball finally into Jordan Marshall. Marshall guarded by Devin Davis. Into the hands of Stephen Woods. 15th turnover of the night. Down to DeLon Dean, who lays it up and in. 14 points for Dean. It's 40-37. Longhorn lead by three. No pressure applied by George Ranch. Now Micah Thomas is picked up by Thomason. Down low to Waddy. Waddy on the left side. Blows the lead layup. And the rebound to DeLon Dean.
DeLon Dean hits it to Noah Thomason, who's currently taking it up the court. Thomason swings to Davis. Davis swings to Dean at the left wing. Swings to Devin Davis. Mid-range shot. And it's no good.
Devin Davis a little bit on the line drive variety tonight, and he hadn't been too successful, just 3 points. Finally nailed a three-pointer from the corner. Now into the corner, a little short jumper by D.K. Thorne is good. Thorne with 8 points, and the Longhorn lead down to one.
Noah Thompson brings it up the court. Kind of just dribbles it slowly. Takes the screen set by Tolu Wandy. And swings to Wandy at the top of the key. Wandy back to Thompson. Thompson dribbles the ball slowly again. Waiting for the open man. Hits Dean. Dean hits Wandy back at the top of the key. Wandy swings it to Thompson. Thompson swings to Woods. Back to Thompson again. Looks like they're going to wait it out to see what play Coach Jones is telling them to run.
5:15 left in the ball game. Thompson with the ball on his left hip. Now finally swings it around to Stephen Woods. Now back to Noah.
Noah drives baseline. Throws it into Woods. Wandy pump fakes it.
He wanted that three. He looked at his feet. He brought him back outside the arc, but then passed it out top to Noah Thompson. And again, Longhorns are content to dribble the basketball, and the Eagles stay in their zone.
Now, where do you think it would be if they held it for the whole time again?
Charlie Jones and I talked about this. He says he's a proponent of a shot clock in high school basketball, but until they get one, this is perfectly legal, and if the other team stays in the zone like they are now, you can run
exactly
a lot of time off the clock.
Yeah, me and Coach Jones have had that conversation too. He said, hey, if they're not going to come out there and come take the ball from us, why give it to them?
Against the Pearland Oilers, George Ranch did exactly this and ran more than 2 minutes of clock time off the clock.
Dawson comes up. Noah Thompson being heavily defended. Drives in for the layup, and it's no good.
Rebound yanked down by Lorenzo Wandy into the hands of Micah Thomas. Thomas kind of pulls up, and now working on the right side, tries to get it to Lacoste, and it's stolen away by Noah Thompson. Thompson on the left side, shot no good, and a foul whistled against Hunter Lacoste. That's his first of the night at the free throw line. Said not a shooting foul. So the Longhorns will inbound, checking in Josh Compton, checking out Hunter Lacoste.
Great way to have quick reflexes for Thompson. Runs across the out-of-bounds line on the far side of the field.
All right, ball way beyond midcourt to Stephen Woods. Woods walks it across. He's picked up right there by Micah Thomas. To give to Thomason on the left side. Thomason to DeLon Dean. Dean down the lane, puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Cleared away by Lorenzo Wandy, and Wandy is fouled. Foul whistled against Tolu Wandy, his third personal foul. And the Eagles will get that bonus shot. Lorenzo Wandy with 9 points. He had 9 points by halftime. Held scoreless in the third quarter. Now at the free throw line here in the fourth. Ball on the way, no good. Off the back iron. Cleared away by Stephen Woods.
Stephen Woods hits it to Noah Thompson. Noah Thompson bringing it up the court.
Reggie Dunn just checked in. George Ranch leads by 10 now at halftime, 41-31. He said it's a rumble out here, so we'll take a quick break, and I'll text him back and say we got a good rumble going on here as well. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment there for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Longhorns lead by one, 40-39.
Yeah, like you said, it's a bit of a rumble over here. It's very lively. You can feel the energy in the stands. I almost feel this platform up here kind of shaking from all the jumping that everyone's doing. So
this is such a great vantage point we have. They erect this platform for the lariats and the bells so Miss O'Haver can get up high and see the organization in her dancers. But when they're not using it for that, we bring our equipment up here, and we're right at midcourt. It's a great way to see a ball game.
Noah Thomason kind of shoots a long mid-range jumper. He gets the ball back, but it's stolen by Michael Thomas.
Thomas over to Josh Compton. Back around to Lorenzo Waddy. Waddy has Tuluwandi on him, and Waddy goes to the basket, and he is fouled by Devin Davis, his third. Exactly 150 seconds left in the ball game, or 2.5 minutes. For those of you that don't like to compute it in seconds here, first shot is off the mark by Wandy. I'm sorry, by Waddy.
Yeah, it's kind of close. When I was doing the starting lineups at the beginning of the game, I almost stumbled on it. I said, hold on, wait a second.
Next one on its way. That one's good by Waddy. He's got 10 points on the night. We are tied at 40.
Wandy passes to Thomason, and Thomason walks it up the court. Walk turns into a jog, hits Wandy. Wandy passes to Woods. Woods hits Davis, and he's pushed.
Longhorns will take it out under their own basket. Foul whistled against the 6'3 senior Josh Compton, his first. Thomason triggers the inbound, way out top to Wandy. Back to Noah Thomason.
Thomason has it way at the top. Dribbles the ball. Dawson comes up. Takes Wandy's screen. But he comes right back to the spot he was at before.
Inside 2 minutes to play, 147 to be exact.
Kicks it out to Wandy. Wandy to Davis. Back to Wandy at the top. Back to Noah Thomason. Noah Thomason dribbles on the opposite side of the court now. Wandy just kind of hanging around. Noah Thomason kicks to Stephen Woods for three at the top of the key, and it's no good. But Devin Davis saved the ball. And as he was falling down, I saw the timeout being called.
That is a great play by Devin Davis. He took that rebound, and in midair as he was falling to the court, he gave that sign for the timeout. Referee saw it and called a timeout for George Ranch. 1:16 left to play in the ball game. We're tied at 40. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
We're the Lariats varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch, 1:16 left in the ball game. Number one, Dawson Eagles against number two, George Ranch Longhorns were tied at 40.
And you can hear the crowds cheering on both sides. They want to see who comes out of this tie-up.
Definitely rocking at the ranch tonight, huh?
Yeah. Stephen Wentz has it right at the spot where Noah Thomason usually has it. Noah Thomason comes out, has it way past the right wing. He does a little hezzy. Goes right back out to the spot where he usually goes. Goes up for the layup, and it's good.
Noah Thomason with some dribbling expertise. It's 42-40 inside, 45 seconds to play. Ball to Micah Thomas. He has Josh Compton on him. And Mark Berry calls a timeout. Boy, what a display put on by Noah Thomason. He kept control of that basketball all over the court. And then he saw an opening on the left side and drove for the layup. He's got 18 points, and the Longhorns lead by two.
Yeah, that was a great play by Thomason. You know, using every man on the court to just try to avoid and bob and weave, and he finally gets it and sees the opening, and we know him. He'll take that every time. Even if he sees the one person, he still goes by and gets the job done.
Eagles led it by five after one, 16-11. They led it by seven at half, 29-22. Longhorns outscored them 14-7 in the third quarter. We were tied at 36, and now the Longhorns are up by two, 42-40.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think George Ranch has ever beat Dawson.
Say it again.
I don't think George Ranch has ever beat Dawson, so this might be the first time. But I'm not sure if that's totally true.
They lost to the Eagles down in Pearland earlier in the district season. Eagles come in here 21-7 in first place. Longhorns 19-5 in second place. Ball inbound to Micah Thomas. Thomas to Lorenzo Waddy. And the ball down low to Jordan Marshall. And a foul is called.
I think the foul will be called on Devin Davis. And it is.
That's his fourth personal foul at the free throw line. Jordan Marshall, scoreless tonight. He averages 8.8 points a game. Shoots 64% from the free throw line. Jordan Marshall, the 6'5 senior at the line. First one off the front of the rim. No good.
Devin Davis was kind of ready for that when he jumped up and got the board.
Second shot for Jordan Marshall. That one is in the basket. It kind of hung on the rim and fell through. 42-41. Longhorns lead by one with 35.6 seconds left. Talu Wandy will inbound for George Ranch.
Wood sets a screen from Noah Thomason. Wandy calls a timeout.
Charlie Jones told him to do that if they couldn't find a way to get the ball in. Certainly didn't want to turn it over under the Eagles' basket, so he called a timeout. Charlie Jones has a whiteboard out. He's got all the starters looking over his shoulder. All the starters are all on the bench, and he's got everybody else looking over his shoulder as he draws a play down there on the whiteboard. 42-41, Longhorns lead by one. Jordan Marshall, one of two from the free throw line.
And this is exactly how the last game went on Tuesday with the one-point lead. But instead of the Longhorns having the ball, they were on defense. So let's see if they can get the buzzer beater three.
All right, Tolu Wandi will trigger the inbound again. A lot of pressure applied by the Eagles. Wandi slaps the ball, gets it into Thomason, and Thomason is fouled by Micah Thomas. First personal foul of the night for Micah Thomas. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason, 61% free throw shooter. Thomason already with 18. He averages almost 21.
And these free throws are very crucial for the Longhorns because right after they're done, Penland and Dawson will have the ball right back with 35 seconds left on the clock.
First one on its way and good. 43-41, Longhorns by two. Second free throw off the back iron. Scramble for the basketball. And a tie up underneath. And let's see who gets the award. Looks like George Ranch will get it. Good hustle by DeLon Dean.
DeLon, looks like Wandy's going to be passing it in.
Wandy will inbound on the far side. Thomason hit one of two. Longhorns get the basketball back. Inbound to DeLon Dean. Ball knocked around. And again, a tie-up. This time, the Eagles will get the basketball.
DeLon Dean kind of got trapped up, couldn't do anything with it. They smacked the ball out. Wandy tried to dive for it, but Dawson got awarded the ball.
29.4 seconds to play. I think Dean thought he was going to get fouled, and he didn't, and he really didn't know what to do with the ball. Now the inbound to Micah Thomas. He's guarded by Noah Thomason. To Wadi. Wadi on the left side. Turnaround jump shot in the lane. No good. Rebound by Devin Davis. And Davis is fouled. Davis fouled by Jordan Marshall, his third. And the Longhorns will go back to the free throw line.
You kind of see the bench kind of indicating for Devin Davis to hit this shot. And the first one's good.
And he does. He's got 4 points tonight. The lead is three. And this will be a big one with 13.7 seconds left. If the Longhorns can push it out to a four-point lead, they do not. That's off the back iron, rebounded by the Eagles. Into the hands of Micah Thomas. Thomas guarded by Stephen Woods. Jump shot from the outside by D.K. Thorne. And it's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. And the Longhorns will inbound with 1.2 seconds to play. Darren Bradby will go down and see if he can get in on the huddle now as the Longhorns have the basketball, have a three-point lead with 1.2 seconds to play. Longhorns hold on to win this. They'll be tied for first place with the Dawson Eagles with an 8-3 record with three games to play in the 2018-2019 season. D.K. Thorne from three-point range put up the air ball. It went out of bounds, and the Longhorns will get to trigger it in. All All right. Both teams back out on the court. Tolu Wandy will inbound. He'll be looking for Noah Thomason or Stephen Woods. Ball in to Devin Davis. Davis was fouled, and that's the buzzer. Final score, George Ranch 44 and the Dawson Eagles 41. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, the number two team in 23-6A, the Longhorns, knock off the Dawson Eagles 44-41, tied for first place now with the Eagles going into the last three basketball games of the season. Top scorer for George Ranch, Noah Thomason, 19, 14 for DeLon Dean, 3 for Ori Limbrick, and a basket apiece for Stephen Woods and Evan Amin. On the other side of the ledger, as the Longhorns like to do, hold one man to double figures, everybody else to single figures. They did that again tonight. Lorenzo Waddy finished with 10. He had 9 at halftime. So the Longhorns shut him down with just a free throw in the second half. 8 points apiece for Josh Compton and DK Thorne. 5 for Brendan Wamba, 4 for Jalen Carthen, and 3 apiece, Micah Thomas and Hunter Lacoste, and that's the 41 scored by Mark Berry's Dawson Eagles. Last report we had from Pearland, George Ranch Lady Longhorns leading by 10, 41-31. Nothing more since then. And if we can, we'll put the score back up for the Lady Longhorns if we get a report while we're still on the air. Chad Washington from the Fort Bend Herald is talking to Charlie Jones down on the court now, and Coach Jones usually comes back up to talk to us after he finishes. You can look for Chad Washington's game story in tomorrow's edition of the Fort Bend Herald. We joked with Charlie a little bit ago that as they keep winning ball games, it gets harder and harder for him to get up to talk to us as everybody is shaking his hand and talking to him and handing out some hugs when the Longhorns finish their game. I'm trying to get his attention. All right, he's coming up. Well, we talked about this before. You keep winning, and it's harder and harder for you to get on up here.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is there's a lot of people here tonight, so it's even tougher. We have some alumni coming out. We had a really good crowd tonight. Our administration and our kids did a good job of promoting the game to get people here. You know, we're one big community. We want George Ranch to be a good community for all sports, and it takes all of us. So I'm happy the fans came out and got a treat for a good game.
Yeah, they sure did. And let's talk about Noah Thomason and his ball handling skills, among other things. He finished the game with 19 points. He was your leading scorer. But there was that one part in the fourth quarter where he was just winding his way around the court and then finally found that opening and laid it in.
I mean, Noah's he's a three-year varsity player. So I expect a lot out of him. I talk to him a lot, and I expect him to be superhuman at times. And tonight he was superhuman. He struggled at first to make some shots, but we told him, just keep taking the same shots you're taking. Same with the rest of the team. Take the shots you're supposed to take, and they're going to eventually go in. But if we play defense, we're going to have a chance to win at the end of the game. And I think our guys did a tremendous job of playing defense in the second half.
Tied now with the Dawson Eagles for first place at 8-3. And you head into the final three games of the season.
Well, one of the goals we set out this year, you know, was to win a lot of games, but to have a chance to win a district title and make a run. And we put ourselves in a position to just, you know what I mean, if we take care of our business, no matter what happens the rest of the district, if we take care of our business, we control our own destiny. So I'm happy for the kids. We're going to get back up here tomorrow, get to practice, because like I always tell them, we build our season one practice and one game at a time. And that was one game. That's a building block to our final goal.
You know, you did it the Longhorn way, as you talk about. Only one man in double figures for the Eagles. That was Lorenzo Waddy with 10, but he had 9 at halftime, so you shut him down to just a free throw in the fourth quarter.
Like I said, the kids just battled tonight. You know, another goal we talk about is to keep them around 4 to 5 three-pointers a game. I think we gave up that in the first half, but I don't think they made any threes in the second half. And we've talked about that in the locker room, that we didn't want them to get any threes up. And they just did a great job. The bigs are – their big men are so good and so talented. Coach Berry does a great job with that team. He puts them in a position to make plays. So we had to really play tonight. And both teams got better tonight moving forward.
Yeah, Lorenzo Waddy is a ton down there. He's 6'8", and Jordan Marshall 6'5". And Marshall finished with just a free throw.
I mean, Talu, Devin, Dom, Evan, they're not the biggest guys. They're frail, they're tall, they're skinny, but they have so much fight in them. And we needed 10 to 11 guys tonight. I mean, so many guys played, so many guys came in and gave us great minutes so we could be fresh down the stretch. And we got a big week next week. You know, we go to Elsick, another tough place to play. We've never won there. And we've got to handle our business on the road and come back and protect home court on Friday for parent night.
All right. We'll wait to hear from you on Tuesday at the Elsick Rams. Congratulations.
Any news on the girls before I leave?
Yeah. The last we had, they were leading 41-31 at half. No update from them yet.
Let's hold on to it, girls.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. Charlie Jones, final score. Again, George Ranch, 44. Dawson Eagles, 41. Longhorns play next at the Elsick Rams Tuesday night. We'll be here with the Lady Longhorns as they finish off their 23-6A season with the Rams. We'll be on the air Tuesday night, 6:45 p.m., opening tip 7 o'clock with the Lady Longhorns. Final score again, George Ranch 44, Dawson Eagles 41. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We'll catch you Tuesday night at 6:45 p.m. So long, everybody.